record shops have been closing across the country in recent years, victims of the digital music revolution. But the closing of Floyd's record shop in Tinyville, Platte, Louisiana, is different. For 56 years, Floyd's hasn't just sold records, it's helped to revitalize Cajun music. Keith O'Brien has their story.
The old record store on East Main Street is busy once again after 3 years of losing money.
Good afternoon, Floyd's Record Shop.
People are driving from across Louisiana to shop at Floyd's one last time and visit with its namesake, Floyd Swallow, who patrols the aisles of CDs, cassettes, and old 45s every Tuesday through Saturday.
You know we got 40% off on all those CDs today. Did they tell you that?
Yeah,
well, that's good. That's fine. That's great. And if you have cassettes, they're cheap. They're 50 cents.
Swallow is 74, balding with aching knees. He's an icon in Cajun country, a man whose musical worth is almost impossible to measure.
Gosh, on a scale of 1 to 10, and 10 being the highest, I would say 12.
Mark Lane is the general manager of KVPI Radio in Ville Platte. Swallow got his start there as a disc jockey in 1955, soon opened his record store on the side, left the airwaves altogether, and then branched out. A band had recorded some Cajun music, and a local jukebox operator wanted to know, could Swallow's store produce the record?
It got me excited because here I would have a new record that I could sell these people that have been coming in asking for something new in French. So we put this record out. And the word got out that some crazy fool in Ville Platte was making Cajun music again.
Like so many other styles, the French songs had been steamrolled by rock. But Floyd Swallow saw an opportunity. And that's when he began producing songs like this. Locals loved it. And soon music aficionados were driving out of their way to Ville Platte, a town of 7,400 people, 3 hours west of New Orleans, to buy the latest Cajun, Swamp Pop, or Zydeco songs from Floyd's. Lisa Dardo grew up in Ville Platte and was in the store just about every week.
50 years we've been coming. My first record player was from Floyd's. Most of my records I had, you know, his first CD from Floyd's. I mean, we've known Mr. Floyd and them all lives.
Over time, Swallow built 3 record labels and recorded such Grammy winners as New Orleans soul queen Irma Thomas and Zydeco chart topper Rockin' Sydney.
Don't mess with my tutu. Don't mess with my tutu.
Flat Town Music, Floyd Swallow's production company, isn't going anywhere, and neither is his mail order catalog. But the record store has been losing $3,000 a month, Swallow says, leaving him with no choice but to shut it down while he still has fond memories. He thinks in particular about the man who approached him at a Cajun wedding a few years back just to say thanks.
He says, we have all this wonderful music now to play at our weddings. And it made me feel so good that in some way I did something, you know, that I could look back on. And when I'm feeling down, I remember that line and it makes me feel better.
Swallow plans to close the doors of his record shop for the last time on Christmas Eve. He'll bid his employees adieu and go home to celebrate the holiday with his family, listening to homegrown Christmas music, that Louisiana sound that Floyd Swallow helped make famous. For NPR News, I'm Keith O'Brien.
I'm dreaming. Dreaming, oh, why?